right, folks, we're going to get started here in just a second. This is Marty, KB3MXM, and I'll be getting started in just a few moments, give some more people a chance to join. Thanks. All right, we'll be starting here right now, so thank you very much, everyone, for joining us for the monthly Maryland, D.C. Section EchoLink Net. My name is Marty. I'm the Maryland, D.C. Section Manager. My call sign is Kilo Bravo 3 Mike, X-Ray Mike. And I want to thank John. Sorry to hear about your loss, sir. I want to thank John WB3GXW for the use of the EchoLink node, Wash_DC, and our repeater operators, owners, trustees for allowing them to, thanking them for connecting tonight, and hopefully we'll be able to share a lot of things that are going on in this section. Stand by. Okay, first of all, our sincere condolences and prayers for John and the loss in his family again. So please, let's have a moment. All right, thank you all very, very much. Well, let's get started with tonight's activities. All right, a couple of reminders coming up here in September. We've got the Hagerstown Tailgate Fest on September the 17th. And we've got the Cara Fest in West Friendship, Howard County's Fairgrounds on October the 10th. Following week will be the Hollywood, Maryland 9th Annual Tailgate in Hollywood, Maryland. This weekend, actually already started, new section manager training at headquarters, new section managers. It came on board. We'll be up there taking care of their training. Also a reminder, the Marine Corps Marathon need volunteers. If you've done this before, you know it's a two-part process. One website, you have to complete that. And when you complete that, you get the opportunity to complete the second part, which is sign up for your assignments and your doing your volunteer. So if you're not familiar with that, you can easily find it online, Marine Corps Marathon, and you look for volunteers. The recent ARRL announcement on the club grant program. Mike Walters has sent out a note just recently. It says, we've already planned for the next round of applications. In total, we are awarding about $270,000 in grants. And with the overwhelming response, the number of applications, unfortunately, I'm afraid that not everyone will be getting what they're asking for. This program started with a $1.73 million amount. They had over 128 applications. And the ARDC grant is also available. So just keep that in mind, and your paperwork needs to be done expeditiously, please. And, okay, next. All right, there's going to be an opportunity for your local clubs, for your Aries groups, or your radio groups in your area to participate in the national traffic system. And these are not the messages, thank you for joining or thank you for getting your license. These will be coming from headquarters. They'll be going through the national traffic system. They're planning these right now, and they'll be getting in touch with the section traffic managers, and more on that to come soon. This means right down to your local VHF repeater. So if you've been interested in message handling, this includes both radiograms and ICS-213 messages. I would encourage you to participate where you can. If you don't have a local traffic net, maybe you want to talk to your group about that. The Baltimore traffic net's been, has been around for a very long time and continues to operate every day, including the Maryland Emergency Phone Net, the Maryland Snow Net, and MDD on CW. And more information about that to come. Thanks. Stand by. The Red Cross in the Frederick County is going to be holding a shelter drill at the Frederick Community College Gymnasium September the 29th, starting at, 8 a.m. for the Red Cross, and then volunteers. You might have heard of that. If you live in the Frederick area and you're involved in Red Cross, you might want to ask some of your fellow hams if they might be interested in participating. This is not a radio drill as much as it is a shelter exercise. is get you exposure to opportunity, or gets exposure and opportunities to helping with and participating in drills, in shelter activations. And that knowledge is very valuable indeed. Break. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the monthly Maryland DC Section Echo Link Net here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore DC and linked repeaters. We're going to take a break. I'll be right back with some more announcements. All right. Thank you very much. Continuing with the section announcements. Roll, R-O-L, his name, Roll, K-3-R-A, has announced a technician class coming up here very soon. It's September the 8th through October the 20th in 7 sessions, 3 hours each, starting at 6:30 p.m. using Zoom. It's sponsored by the National Electronics Museum. To get involved, to be included in this, if you know someone who's wanting to get their technician license, you want them to contact Roland.Anders, that's Alpha November Delta Echo Romeo Sierra. Roland, common spelling, R-O-L-A-N-D, .Anders@Comcast.net. That's how you sign up. And that's how you get that done, okay? All right, very good. Stand by. If anybody's been watching news, if anybody's been on the air, especially on HF, you might have noticed a couple of things going on here. Propagations has been kind of strange, interesting, enjoyable, maybe not. We had some major CMEs, coronal mass ejections, going on. There was a series of them, one right after another, and some of them were glancing blows, but it really did mix things up. And let me check. Stand by a second. Yep, I hear 10 megahertz right now. Matter of fact, I heard Hawaii on 15 megs on WWV and WWVH. You know, these are interesting things to use, especially for doing propagation checks. Break. You have the transmitter in Fort Collins, Colorado. You have one in Hawaii. You can also use CHU Canada, and that's up north. And so that could give you a general idea of what propagation is a little bit in a shorter, you know, a little bit shorter path there. So these are the WWV, WWVH, and CHU transmissions. All right, that'll conclude the announcements for right now. I'm sure there'll be others. We're going to go down the list. The first we're going to start with the Atlantic Division, and then go to Section, and then I'd like to hear from anybody that has club information. Put it in the chat box, please, if you don't mind. Put in there the club. I'll have your call sign. Just put your club. Just put the club name in there. Okay. And that'll let me know you got a club announcement. We'll try to do that a little bit better organized and get all the announcements out of the way. All right, here we go. First, we're going to take Jim, WI3N. Good evening, Jim. Do you have some words from the Atlantic Division?
Good evening, Marty and the group. Nothing special from the Atlantic Division. I just did post a couple of links for obituaries for John's wife Debbie and daughter Gina, and that's tragic. So the Aries Mac group has been meeting and working and doing a good job there. So more as that develops. Back to net WI3N.
Okay, Jim, thank you for sharing that. The information is in the chat window. If you're on a repeater, you can't see that right now. You can contact me. I'm going to capture. Let me capture the window. Stand by a second. Okay, I've got it. All right, very good. All right, let's go back to the top of the list here. Thank you very much, Jim, for that announcement. Much appreciated, and thank you for putting the announcements in the chat box. All right, let's move on. Let's go to, let's see, who else I have on the list here I want to take care of. Let's go to Chris. We're going to go to Chris, our assistant section manager and affiliated club coordinator. And then we're going to go to Jim, our SEC. So first, WA Our Let me start over. Alpha Bravo 3 Whiskey Golf, you're next.
Okay. Thank you, Marty. Good evening. Quite a few things going on at the club level. I've heard from several clubs regarding classes. Marty did mention a Roll Anders tech class coming up. I also received word from the Carroll County Amateur Radio Club that they'll be having tech and extra classes coming up next couple months. Also, we'll be participating in the Annapolis 10-mile run the 28th of this month. And these are great ways to get the experience. If you have new hams, please get with your Aries groups. If you're not an Aries member, sign up with your local Aries group. All kinds of great stuff going on. They need volunteers for these races and fun runs and things like that, so always great experience there. What else is going on? We have our Cross Potomac barbecue coming up tomorrow, and I'm sorry, Sunday. And we're looking forward to getting together with the Virginia section folks, so that should be great. Looking forward to meeting those folks and having some new friendships for that. More information will follow on that next month. That's all I have for now, AB3WG.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. Good information. Clubs, opportunity, both maybe perhaps the Marine Corps Marathon, go as a group. And these community activities, there's many of them throughout the year, and the local clubs participate, but there have been hams from not so close that have actually come in to help, like the run and walk across Maryland. That's really a nice one. I mean, I like it because you're way up there in the mountains and you're down by the Potomac and plenty to see. All right, very good. Let's move on to Jim, our Maryland Section Emergency Coordinator, WB3KAS.
Okay, Marty, very good evening to you and everybody else sucking in on the net. This is WB3KAS, and we're for downtown Brandywine. We've been quite busy getting ready for the October 6th hot weather drill. Yeah, you know, we've been in mothballs for 3 years. The equipment needs to be rolled out. We're going to be having a drill, just doing a shakedown cruise for the six radio carts that participate in the drill, along with writing up any kind of a maintenance action form to fix anything that is not working, to get ready for what could be a full-scale exercise before the end of the year for Region 5 hospital program. The Maryland Region 5 consists of Charles County, Calvert County, Montgomery County, three more. Let's see, St. Mary's and Prince George's County. We have no details on that. I just got the notice this afternoon that there's a possibility of having such a full-scale exercise, so we'll stay on top of that for everybody. And we've been working with Jerry. AI0K, he's on the list, so he's got more to talk about Skywarn. He was looking for some contacts in the various counties in the section, so I was able to give him a slew of people to contact to help support the Skywarn program. Our Tuesday night nets, every other Tuesday night, we have a Zoom meeting for a little bit of like a 15-minute training on the run length things. And so that's helping everybody. We have a lot of new Aries members that need to get brought up to speed before October 6th. Back to net. This is WB3KAS.
All right. Very good, Jim. We're going to take a break. Let the repeaters reset. When we come back, we'll be going to Whiskey 3, Yankee, W3YBQ, Yankee Victor Quebec. Father Al will be next. This is KB3MXM. Stand by. Okay, as Al would say, that should be long enough. And W3YBQ, Father Al, bring us up to speed on anything in the traffic message arena.
Very well, that should be long enough. Hi. WC3YBQ here, and sincere condolences to John and his family on the losses that he has suffered in the family, and not to mention his severely damaged personal leg. Before all that, it's been a dismal, terrible period for John. We thank him sincerely for all his contributions to our service and wish him the best. And with regard to messaging, we maintain several layers of messaging nationwide, which are important to survival of communications in the country, particularly as a last resort during periods of infrastructure loss. One, of course, is the legacy radiogram service on Voice and CW. It still runs daytime cycles and evening cycles, which are all on CW, by the way, for nationwide radiogram service, delivery and routing by addressee. Plus, we run the digital traffic network managed by Radio Relay International, which handles the legacy radiogram digitally on HF Factor through hub stations throughout the country 24/7. And that service also can handle the hybrid radiogram, which contains an email formatted text, such as you might derive from an ICS form by exporting its contents using FL message to a .txt file, and then you can attach it to radio, email, or the digital traffic network in a legacy radiogram for routing by addressee. And of course, the third layer is WinLink, which we recommend and introduced into amateur radio in 2004 after the ARISCOM committee to provide nationwide radio email service, which is a modern format. The messaging form is just like the email that you send from Outlook or other popular email applications, with multiple addressees in the two-line copies line, a subject line for convenience, a body text, and attached binary files, which can contain either the .txt derived ICS form content or the .html version, which can be printed, which includes the lines around the boxes for convenience to impress your federal customers particularly. And all those layers operate 24/7. The HF functions are available via PACTOR 3 on the hubs for WinLink and the gateways for the digital traffic network, and now also with Vera. The Vera HF provides service for both of those network layers, both WinLink and DTN. And Vera also provides an HF mode for packet connections using WinLink. And of course, WinLink applications can be used peer-to-peer on VHF, UHF, or HF to allow direct transfer of email formatted traffic. And lastly, if the League is going to be sending messages out to people in the sections for members via the national traffic system, it means somehow in your county you're going to have to collect them to make those deliveries. We have a staff at section level which operates our section nets and will no doubt receive those messages off the network. But if there are a lot of them and they're going to people all over the section, they should really go through your local area's people, as good familiarity training with national traffic system procedures, as well as making contact with the hams addressed to make new friends and show them where, or tell them where the repeaters are and where to meet, what kind of radio equipment they might need, help them with software, etc., and so forth. So if the load gets very high, if we don't have people checking into the Maryland Emergency Phone Net at 2200 Zulu daily to receive that traffic, we could have to service it back. That would be a terrible thing. So talk it up with your ARIES groups and start making plans ahead of time. 7-3 all, have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
All right, thank you, Father Al. And when we come back, we're going to start with we're going to start off with our two Sky One representatives I see on the page right now on the screen. It's going to be Jerry first, Alpha India Zero Kilo, and then Tom, Whiskey 3 Tango Delta Hotel. So when we come back, Jerry, you take it, and I'll bring you all back here in just a second. And then when you're done, you could pass it over to Tom. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to The Monthly, Maryland, D.C., Section Echolink Net, here on the WB3GXW linked repeaters and Echolink nodes. Stand by. All right, that should do us. Right after we got done with Skywarn, we're going to cut over to the repeaters and see if we have any stations. We have three repeaters linked in right now. We have Ocean City at K3ORB. We have Frederick W3FDK, and we have Mike's KA2JAI. So that's in listen mode only, but we will check in anyway. All right, let's go to our Skywarn reps. First will be Alpha India Zero Kilo. Jerry, go ahead, please, and pass it to Tom. All right, Jerry's saying he's having problems. Okay, click, call the technician. Get the broadcast engineer in there. You guys got a problem. All right, he's going to work on that, and then we're going to move on to Tom, W3TDH. Okay, there it is. I just got it cleared. All right, let's go to W3TDH.
Let's see if I have... There we go. Can you hear me, Marty?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, for those of you who don't know Jerry, he's the new new system coordinator for SkyOne LWX, which is the Sterling forecast office that covers Baltimore and Washington. So I'm going to leave the SkyOne coverage to Jerry, since he is now our new overall coordinator. And what I'd like to contribute is that I'm also the emergency coordinator for Montgomery County, and we have quite a cache of antenna equipment here that we've deliberately accumulated so that we would have it available for use if an emergency developed, because one thing we've been told by our SkyOne support people out there at Sterling at the Weather Service forecast office is that the most frequent weather disaster in the Mid-Atlantic is ice storms. Those are the ones that really seem to clear the areas clocked, in their opinion, and who would know better. So we've got quite a bit of antenna equipment here, and what I want to invite is that any Aries group, especially including the Aries MAP teams, that would like to have some of this equipment brought out for them to practice or train with, should just contact me at w3tdh@arrl.net. And we will make arrangements to get the appropriate equipment out. I'll get the list of equipment to Marty or to whoever Marty tells me to send it to, and then somebody who knows that system better than I can tell me how it gets published beyond my county area so that people can know what we have and know whether it's worth trying for their program. That's what I have for you, Marty, and back to net now, and hopefully Jerry's cleared up his challenge. W3TDH, emergency coordinator for Montgomery County, and we have quite a cache of antenna equipment here that we've deliberately accumulated so that we would have it available for use if an emergency developed, because one thing we've been told by our SkyOne support people out there at Sterling at the Weather Service forecast office is that the most frequent weather disaster in the Mid-Atlantic is ice storms. Those are the ones that really seem to clear the areas clocked, in their opinion, and who would know better. So we've got quite a bit of antenna equipment here, and what I want to invite is that any Aries group, especially including the Aries MAP teams, that would like to have some of this equipment brought out for them to practice or train with, should just...
All right. Don't know what's going on here, folks, but we're just going to continue to move on. I started hearing Tom broadcasting again. I won't touch any buttons if you don't. All right. Let's see if we have Jerry. Jerry, are you available now? Text message or ready to go? Alpha India, 0 kilo. All right. I'm going to need an audio check. Let me take the first. Jeff, KB3SPH, can you hear me?
Yes, Marty, loud and clear. And Jerry says he's having computer problems. That's the net, KB3STH.
All right, Jerry, you just let us know. We're going to be here for at least another, I'll say, 20 minutes. So we'll just put you right in there. All right, let me go to the repeaters, and then we've got 6, 7, 8, 9. We got 9 on the list. So let's get the repeaters first, and then we'll go around the horn. Let's go to the K3ORB repeater. Please check in and call your stations.
Hey, good evening, Marty. This is K3WOC with the Worcester Radio Group. Just wanted to say we have some great news here in Worcester County. The K3ORB UHF machine is finally back online. Just wanted to give a big shout out to the Worcester County Emergency Services Communications Team for helping us get everything restored. It actually does have a new home here in Ocean Pines on top of the Sandy Hook Water Tower, and it's working great. So we'll go ahead and stand by now. If anybody else is out there listening on the K3ORB repeater, we'll stand by for your check-ins now. QRZ.
KC3IZA.
AF4LL, Bill in Arlington. I have no traffic, and I am monitoring on the repeater.
Mike, KC3IZA.
Not much to report here. Just listening to this net for the first time in a long time, catching up on things. Back to net. KC3IZA, thank you.
That's excellent, Mike. Thanks for checking in tonight, my friend. Really appreciate that. We'll pass it back to net. Marty, thanks for all you do. And that was a great check-in from all the way in Fruitland, good 30 miles from us here at the repeater site. So it's working well. KB3MXM, this is K3WOC. Thanks again, Marty.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. Now, I did hear another station there. It was, I think it was a K4 station, but it ended in Lima. Why don't you go right ahead, sir? Your turn.
My call is American Foxtrot 4, Lima, AF4LL, Bill. I'm in Arlington. I am checking in via Echolink.
Okay, Bill. Well, thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Marty, KB3MXM. I'm the Maryland DC Section Manager. Thank you for joining us on our Echolink net this evening. And by the way, I did come down and see you guys in Worcester, but I got there too early in the morning or too late at night. I have a great picture of the fire training center, you know, with the one street light on, but there was nobody home. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. We're going to go to Frederick, and then we're going to go to KA2JI, and then we're going to go down the list, folks. Stand by. You're listening to the Maryland DC Section Echolink Net here on the WB3GXW Wash _ Echolink node and linked repeaters. All right, that should be long enough. Let's go to the W3FDK, the Mid-Atlantic Wireless. And check in and call your stations, please. All right. Is there anyone listening on the W3FDK on the repeater or here on Echolink? Well, I'll stay on the repeater. Anybody on the repeater like to check in? Your call sign, please.
In and out, I'm almost home. But I will, we'll give a friendly contact. D3, also make the Charlie Mobile, and I'll be clear. Thank you.
All right, I got the mobile station. I believe it was Kilo 3 Alpha Baker Charlie, ABC, and Alpha Bravo 3 Echo. Mobile station, you have any comments for us this evening?
No, Marty, I am almost home, and ESX are running the net, and the call here is Whiskey Alpha 3 Papa, Bravo, Charlie. And I'll be clear, Marty. Thank you. And the best to everybody on the net. Sound good. KV3MXM, WA3PVC Mobile. I'll be clear.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Let's go to Alpha Bravo 3 Echo. Your word, sir, for the net.
No comments for the net. Just thanks for running it as always, Marty. Back to net, AB3.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's continue on here, folks. Let's go to the KA2JAI. I know it says in listen mode only, but if there's anyone listening or you are in that area and you're on another repeater that's linked in or you want to check in with us this evening, who do we have in the KA2JAI area? Your turn, please.
W. Good evening, Marty and everyone. This is Mike, KA2JAI. And as usual, we have our monthly meeting coming up tomorrow. It's often the day after this net. We'll be taking a look at the solutions to our WinLink and WebEOC drills, which we do every month. But also, OEM is going to be having their Emergency Preparation Expo again this year. They have not been able to do that for a few years, and so it's fortunately it's back. Very big event for them with lots of demonstrations and many participants. We'll have a booth there, so we're going to spend some time tomorrow getting ready for our support for that, and also doing some preparation for our SET coming up in October. Also want to mention that August 23rd being Fourth Tuesday, that will be our monthly 80-meter HF net. Anybody's welcome to check into that if you have 80-meter capability. Okay, I'm going to look for some more check-ins here, Marty. I already have some checked in. Is there anyone listening on the 805 not already checked in that would like to check in? Please call now.
November 3, Foxtrot, Quebec, Charlie.
Kilo 3, Alpha, Alpha, Juliet.
Kilo 3, Juliet, Juliet, Bravo.
November 3, Sierra, Echo, Oscar.
Kilo, Bravo, 3, Yankee, Quebec, Kilo.
Okay, I copy FQC, POJ, JJB, SEO, YQK. I'm going to go up to the top of the list for comments. KB3KWT, go ahead.
No comments. Back to net control.
KB3UDJ.
Good evening, gentlemen. And hey, Marty, long time no see. Nothing further. Everyone have a pleasant weekend. KB3UDJ, back to net.
N3FQC.
It's good hearing all the information that's being passed around, and no further comments. N3FQC.
K3POJ.
K3POJ, good evening, Marty, and I'm over here, and I asked about you earlier today, but I hear you on the radio, and getting all kinds of information.
K3JJB.
Information, Marty. It's greatly appreciated. K3JJB, back to net.
N3SEO.
Good evening, Mike. Nothing further to pass on. N3SEO.
KB3YQK.
Good evening, Mike, and everyone on the net. Thank you for the opportunity. Good net this evening. A couple of gentle reminders. We are still in storm season. Check your batteries. Recycle them through. Make sure they're fully charged. You never know when you may be called upon to serve your community. Keep it up and running and check your equipment. Additionally, the Marine Corps Marathon every year needs about 250 hams to operate the Marine Corps Marathon. If you have any interest in helping out, it is highly encouraged. It is a controlled mass casualty event, and that is how it is treated as. And you can get all the information you need, as well as the beginning of two locations you need to sign up, by going to mcmham.org, as in Marine Corps Marathon Ham, mcmham.org. That's all I have for the net. Back to net control. 7-3.
Back to you. This is KA2JAI73 off.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to go down the list. I've got a few on here. I'd want you all to join us. We've got Jeff, and we got Phil. We've got Stu and Don and Wanda and Vince and Milford. Let's get to all of those right after we take a break. You're listening to the Maryland Emergency. The Maryland section. EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink node, WASH_DC, and other nodes, plus linked repeaters. Stand by. W3XL, I have you on the list. Stand by. I'll come right back to you as soon as we take a break. Stand by. All right, that should be long enough. Okay, I see, let's see, is it muted? Oh, it is. W3XL, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a new call for me, and I appreciate you linking in. Do you have anything for the net or any stations that would like to check in via W3XL?
This is November 3, X-ray Lima. We have a K3ERA repeater linked in. I don't know if there's anybody that wants to check in through that repeater, but if you do, how about giving a shout now? This is N3XL. Nothing heard. Thanks for hosting the net tonight, Marty. And I have no further traffic.
Okay, what a great group. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to our station standing by. We're going to go down the list here. I'm going to start at the top at Milford. We'll end at the bottom at Vince. So let's go to Milford. November 3, Whiskey. Oh, you do it better than me, Milford. Go ahead. All right, we'll come back to Milford. Let's go to Stu, WI3J.
Well, good evening, Marty, everyone. That's WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg, and no real traffic to report here. Just enjoying all the comments and information, doing a wonderful job there. And I'm looking forward to it every month here. Thank you, Marty. WI3J 73.
All right, thank you very much. Let's go to Don, KC3TLO.
Good evening, Marty, and everyone on the net. I don't have any information to pass. I like getting onto this to find out what all's going on. 73s, KC3TLO.
All right, thank you very much. Let me just add one note here. If you get a QST, look on the back's cover. There's a full page there from Kenwood honoring our friend Bob, Mr. APRS. And if you don't have a copy of that, maybe one of your fellow hams can scan one or take a picture for you. I think it's very well done. We do miss the gentleman, and we always wish his family the very best, but there's a full page on the back for our friend Bob. All right, let's move on. Let's go to Phil, or Philip, W3ICF.
Good evening, Marty. That's what happens when you're not as active as you should be. Sort of forget me there, but anyhow, I want to pass my condolences there to John Creel and his family. Our blessings are requested there with the man upstairs. I hope everything works out well for you. It's a sad thing, but we all face it. And as you get older, you realize it much more seriously. And good net here, Marty. Just want to say appreciate what you're doing there, and I've always enjoyed it. Even a lot of times when I'm just sitting here listening, because it keeps me up to date with what's going on. So W3ICF back to net control.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. And it doesn't happen without all of you. We share. That's the important thing. Okay. And here's a great opportunity for us to share. I've been trying to work on doing this in Zoom so you can have sort of you can see people while we're doing it. Now, we're not going to talk on Zoom. But then I thought, boy, I'm single-handed right now. So on one side, I got all the notes. On the other side, I got the log. All right, speaking of logging things, let's log Jeff, KB3SPS, SPH. You're first, and then you can turn it over to Pam, KB3SWS.
Good evening, Marty. Just a quick report on the last high-frequency hospital net on Wednesday, 17 August. We had 21 participants across the section and also Delaware and New York. Among the static crashes, we were able to pull them out. The next high-frequency hospital net is on Wednesday, 21 September, and hope to hear you then. So this is KB3SPH over to Pam, KB3SWS for comments. Your turn, Pam.
Thank you, Jeff, and good evening to Marty and everyone else on the net. I have no additional traffic, so I will send it right back to net control. This is KB3SWS.
All right, thank you, Pam. I see Wanda's not here. Let's go to Vince. Oh, and I know Jerry, I know I got you down there. I have succeeded transmit time limit. Okay, I'll get to you in just a moment. We're going to take a break before we get to you. Let's go to KC3SWC, Sierra Yankee Victor, Vince. All right, looks like Vince has left us. Let's go back to Milford, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. All right, nothing heard from Milford. Okay, let's go, Jerry. Are you ready to go? The floor. No, let's take a break first, Jerry. Let's take a quick break here. Let the repeaters reset so we don't time out. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW EchoLink nodes and linked repeaters. We'll be back in just a moment. Stand by, please.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Looks like I've got the system again, Mike. I'm Marty. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
Okay, Milford, we're going to pick you up right after Steve, Alpha India 0 Kilo, our Skyborne folks. Let Jerry go, and then we'll pick you up right after him. So stand by a second, Milford. Let's go to Alpha India 0 Kilo. Jerry, you're up.
First of all, can you copy me okay and make sure I'm getting how well I'm getting in the repeater?
Yeah, you're getting in the repeater. I mean, it's a little scratchy, but, you know, this is radio, so go for it.
Okay, thank you. I want to apologize for my EchoLink problems. I've done some changes around here on the network, and evidently I don't have things quite settled down yet. Works on the text, but not on the voice. Anyway, several things going. First of all, for those of you in the D.C. area, we have a Skywarn Basics class that is scheduled for Wednesday, September 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. That'll be in the Fairfax County Public Safety Building. If you are interested in attending that, please go to weather.gov/LWX, that's Lima Whiskey X-Ray, /Skywarn. The sign up is required, but it is free. As far as what's going on around the area here on Skywarn, we're rebuilding the whole program around here, trying to get things coordinated amongst the various subnets. We've had multiple subnets going over the years, but they haven't been very well coordinated together. I haven't worked together, so we're working on getting them together. Right now, we are missing a couple of areas where we need subnet controllers. The first one is Baltimore. The subnet controller there is suffering from some health issues and is unable to perform. We need somebody to take over for that person. That would include Baltimore, Howard, Carroll, and Harford counties, probably. Also, we are missing a subnet coordinator for the Southern Maryland area. That is St. Mary's, Calvert, Charles, and Prince George's County. Yeah, Prince George's County is part of Southern Maryland, but that seems to be what covers them the most. Anyone who's interested in helping with that or can recommend someone who's covered with either of those subnets, please let me know at ai0k@arrl.net. Finally, we are working on a basic training class via Zoom. No commitment yet. We need to get enough hands that are interested. if you are interested in that, now this will be for people who are in the Baltimore Washington National Weather Service coverage area, which is for Maryland, basically everything west of the Chesapeake. Those out east of the Chesapeake are under Mount Holly, slash Pittsburgh, in Philadelphia, National Weather Service area. But if you're interested, don't have a date yet or anything, but let me know at, again, AI0K at ARRL.net, and I will add you to the list. As Tom said, we are working on fixing up the station at the National Weather Service. Hopefully, we will have HF one by Skywarn Recognition Day, which is the first Saturday in December, and the Skywarn coordinators and the control stations welcome at the National Weather Service participants in Skywarn Recognition Day. One other thing, on Tuesday evenings, we do have a Skywarn WeatherNet, or excuse me, a WeatherNet. It's not SkyWarnNet, but it's associated with WeatherNet on the Blue Mountain Repeater. It's Tuesday evening. Anyone who's in the area that in the range of the Blue Mountain Repeater is welcome to check into that net. I think that's all right, Marty. Thank you much. Hey, guys, you're okay.
Okay, let me just repeat a few things real quick. So that's Jerry, Alpha India Zero Kilo. He mentioned the DC basic Skywarn class, 20th of September, 6 to 8, Fairfax Public Safety Building. Check the website. You all know where it's at. For that, you got to register. They're rebuilding the program with getting some subnets organized, needing the Baltimore, Howard, Hartford, Carroll County. You need a coordinator there. Coordinator for St. Mary's, Calvert, Charles, PG in the Southern Maryland area. Training via Zoom for everything west of the Atlantic. I'll just summarize that for right now. And they have a Tuesday night evenings on the Blue Mountain Repeater. I think I got it all. Did I miss anything?
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we're going to end it this evening. Thank you very much for all joining. But before we do, all right, Milford, it's your turn. Go ahead, give us that call sign. November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, you're up. All right, no go, Whiskey Yankee Golf. Okay, folks. Hey, listen, I want to thank all of you, your clubs, your Aries team, your clubs, your Aries teams, your radio groups, your public service community support, your Skywarn participation, keeping everyone informed, keeping them safe. Doing your welfare checks after severe storms, very, very, very important. Check on your fellow hams. Also, don't forget, too, that there's opportunities in radio beyond just what we do here. I got my GMRS license. You know, I can work on General Mobile Radio Service frequencies as a licensed operator. I have D-Star. I have Fusion. And we've got digital modes. I do DMR. So the DMR net, the Mid-Atlantic DMR net meets Thursdays, 8 p.m. on Talk Group 3124 every Thursday. It's a great group, and it's a good group from all over. So continue what you're doing. Be safe. Keep an eye on the weather. And be safe this weekend. We're looking forward to hearing from you again. We will see you at the upcoming activities. And thanks again. 7-3s all. Have a good evening. Be safe, be well, and be on the air. Good night. KB3MXM.
3XL. I don't know if you see Jim's host down there, but if you could unmute, Wanda would like to check in via the ERA repeater.
Oh, I see it. Okay, I'll stand by. N3XL, are you still there? Or do you have the K3ERA still linked?
KA3AHI.
Loud and clear, Wanda. This is Marty. Go right ahead, please.
Yep. KA3AHI here, Marty. You caught?
Yeah, I hear you occasionally there, Wanda. You're not 100%. I heard you say, "Can you hear?" And that's all I heard. And then, before that was just your call sign. Try again.
Roger that. Roger, roger. I copy. Thanks a lot for picking me up, Marty.
All right, very good, Wanda. Thank you for joining us this evening. All right, is there any stations I missed or any alibis before we go again?
The only alibi I have is I didn't finally make it. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and Bowie. Good night, all.
Hey, Milford made it. November 3, Yankee Whiskey Golf. Thank you, Milford, for checking in. You got it. All right, folks. Well, Marty's got to go. It's 9-something. Yep, 9:09. 9:09? 9:09. My goodness. All right, let me get out of here. 7-3 is all. Be safe. KB3MXM.
And 3XL, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. And 3XL, November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf.
This is WI3N. I hear you just fine, Milford.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Just trying to get hold of Bill. I know he's been working very diligently on his Echolink, and this tonight was about the strongest I've heard that as an Echolink machine. I knew his transmitter would work, but he was having problems with it. But I think he's got it nailed down now, so it was encouraging to hear him on there. So how are you doing, Jim, with this weather and everything?
Oh, thank you, Milford. Doing just fine. No problems here. Let's go back to N3XL. Bill, can you are you on? Give it a try here. Go ahead.
It looks like he might be doing something else. Okay, Jim, I'm going to say 73, and we'll catch you later on down the log. Good meeting tonight. One of these days, I'll get this thing turned around so I know how to play with it properly and get all the right buttons going one direction. So appreciate you living with me, and we'll talk to you later on, sir. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford, and Bowie. I'll be clear, and good night, sir.
Okay, Milford, good night, and sleep tight. And don't let the bed bugs bite. All right, 7-3, good hearing you, and we'll be in touch. WI3N, and I'll be clear.
WI3N, still there. WB3KAS.
WB3KAS. WI3N is still here. Go ahead.
How about doing me a favor and get a little bit closer to the mic? Because I want to see what the blue bar at the bottom is doing for me. Okay, please?
Okay, roger that. I am closer to the mic, about 6 inches away, and probably over-modulating. Is that okay? Or should I get closer? Over?
No, that's just fine. I noticed it the other night on the Zoom. I could barely hear you. And now that you got a lot closer to the mic, I can do a whole lot better. So I appreciate that for me. We'll let you turn loose, and we'll go off and do some other things. Been a long, long day for both of us. 73, WB3KAS.
Okay, roger that. I'll remember in the future on Zoom to get a little bit closer, or a lot closer, I guess. And the mic and the camera are both in the same little thing here. So, okay, very good. Have a good evening. Relax. Take a break. This is WI3N, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
WI3N.